Welcome to Geeky Live. Hello, everybody. I'm Frankie D. You are in Geeky Live. This is a podcast dedicated to you and me, geeks. Everything from movies, TV shows, hobbies, life, relationships, anything that talk about us, what we are, what we are going to be, this is for you. And I hope you join me every week, every Friday, an episode of Just Geeky Live. I hope you can say,
you had me at hello. You had me at hello.
Wes Ball is a director who did the trilogy Maze Runner. Great trilogy. And now it's coming with a new trilogy. It tried and made a new trilogy of the Planet of the Apes. Kingdoms of the Planet of the Apes. I love the original, which I can't believe is so long, from 1958. And then I love the last trilogy with Caesar and the way they ended. But 7 years now passed by, and now they try to make another new trilogy. They try to make it. Hopefully this work. And that happened probably around many generations from the last one we did. Could be good. I'm Frankie D, you're in your reviews. My take of Kingdom of Planet of the Apes. Great director, they tried to make another trilogy. And you can tell it's 2 hours and 24 minutes. Now, you don't need to see the other trilogy. You don't need to see the other movies, to be honest. And as a matter of fact, this is a brand new story, even making past many generations from the last one we see. So technically, you don't need to see it if you don't know anything about it, the last ones. But it's 2 hours and 24 minutes. And of course, like every first movie or any trilogy they want to be, they're going to take a long time to get there. The main ape is going to be Noah, which is awesome. And of course, there's going to be a human being that is Nova, the girl. And there are a lot of other characters. I don't want to go there because I don't want to go to the spoilers. I don't want to tell you much. I really want your surprise. I saw this on the opening day in IMAX, to be honest, a day before the opening day. And sorry, I'm going to be delayed, but I'll tell you why I'm going to be delayed later. So I saw it in IMAX on 7 o'clock. I thought, okay, 7 o'clock Wednesday night, I wanted for the other people. Half of the theater was full. So that tells you that if a lot of people are going to see an IMAX, and IMAX is not cheap, just a lot of people are probably going to do that. And I just find out today the box office of the weekend in the United States is around $58 million. So around $125, $150 would be worldwide, which is a great news because lately the box office has been sinking. The theaters are in trouble. And let's go back to the movie. And just, again, this is a story of they try to make, I try to make no spoilers because it's very difficult to talk about this story. Like everybody's talking about too much of the movie without telling you what's going on in the movie. But the new generation and Caesar, which is an idol, and they try to preserve the idol and that, on the kingdom, Noah is think there's something else. They can't be related between the humans and the apes. And they see something different. And they see there's something is not right. They see there's something they are not telling. It's a great chemistry between the orangutan, I forgot the name, but her, Nova, and Noah, it's just, those three were there together, it's a great chemistry, a good humor too. And this movie works, not because the special effects, which is unbelievable, to be honest, I just don't get it. I don't know how they do this. It's getting better and better. I was worried a little bit because when I saw the trailer, some CGI didn't look right, but I think they weren't just still working on it because I just saw in IMAX, it's just spectacular. It's just amazing in the way they look, the cinematography, the music, it's just anything. But this will work if you just care for the character and the chemistry between them and the girl, Noah, and the characters. If you don't care for them, you don't care for the movie. And this is the cute part. You care for them. you really care, you want to make sure that they're going to be okay. And this is why it works in sometimes in the movie. To me, it's too long, 2 hours and 25 minutes. It's too long. There is no after credit. They are ended the credit, which with that tell you is, that's what is the hook for the next one they're going to make. And I'm sure they will make it because they got a feeling with the box office this weekend, it's going to work. And a well-directed, well-act, even so the well-act, yeah, you see, well, it's only one human person. What do you mean? The CGI, you know, it's insane. The actors put the dollar for this. And just, they do a great job. And but the key is caring for the characters, and you do. It's a movie that you want to say, I will spend it for IMAX. You need to see it in the biggest screen possible. It's not cheap to go to the movies right now. And just $27, $28 and sometimes to see an IMAX is not for everybody's pocket. But if you can see it on the theater and the biggest screen possible without being IMAX, I would recommend to that. It's a go, a must go, don't go. To me, it's a go. It's not a must go. I think it's slack a little bit. It looked like it's going to be back again to the same story that we saw it before. Even so, they try to switch it and change it. But it's too long. And I think for me, and sometimes it drags too much, but it's a good time to see it. And especially the special effects and the care on the story. You don't need to see the previous ones. You don't see that. But to me, it's a goal. If you like the story before, if you see that before, if you're interested to see something new, it's a good time. It's a popcorn movie. It's a good adventure. A little bit too long, but it's well to go. You agree with me? Let me know. You give me a like. If you don't agree with me, what happened? Why you don't like it? Too long? The story is repetitive? It's back again to the same happen? Because this been done too many times, even the TV shows in the 70s, I mean, which I was a fan. And sorry I'm late, but one of the reasons I'm late, I'm dealing with some personal problems. And if you see this, Geeky Life, my podcast, is back again. All my reviews is going to be in the podcast version. Every single review that I do here, and some reviews that I don't do on the channel, is going to be in my podcast, Geeky Life. You're going to see in the community. You're going to see my link. And I'm back again to the podcast, and hope you give it a try. And if you were there before, come back. But again, Geeky Live, all my reviews, all my podcasts, and I explained there in my first episode and back why. Because sometimes you too, it's difficult to figure it out how to say it without being marked down or just censored in sometimes. If you agree with me in this movie, give me a like. Until the next time, support your movie theater, support your TV show, support your video game, support your podcast, support Geeky Live. Until the next time, stay safe. Thank you, and ciao.